good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 10684, Joel Wharton, southeast of Road 421, south of Road 439, a variance from the minimum lot size requirement to place a manufactured home.
Name and address.
Joel Wharton, 20512 Carey's Camp Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I have a lot on the end of my property, which I do have a poultry farm on my property that I would like to put a single-wide mobile home on. I also live on the property, but I live on the back end, which leaves the front end open. Chicken houses are sit back approximately 200 feet, maybe 250 from the road.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to put a single wide there. I have had instances in the past where I have been robbed, and I really think by putting this there, first of all, would help me maybe by deterring someone from seeing a building there with no residents that's visible from the road. And also, I'm hoping by putting this there, someone could possibly help me, some on the farm, and I have children, and I'm guessing someday that I'm hoping someday that they will move out and need somewhere to stay.
Okay. So your request is to put this out there for farm help now?
Yes, I hope. Maybe not full-time help, maybe someone at least to give me a hand on the farm a little bit, and uh-huh. also just the presence of a building with someone there.
Okay.
And this comes...
And I realize I could put a double wide there. I don't think I'd have to come here to put that there, but of course, the double wide is double expense to move, to buy, and I don't think this thing's going to be there forever. But right. I think a single wide would suffice. And I do have I have been looking, of course, and I found one that is a 2002. It's a nice mobile home. And if you guys approve it tonight, I've gave the deposit, and I'm hoping that I can go through and put this home on there.
Okay.
This comes before us because it's less than a half acre short of 10 acres.
It'd be 10 acres.
And it's only 9.44.
Correct.
But it still has to be for persons employed on the premises or immediate members of the family owning or operating the farm.
Correct.
Correct.
And you'll meet those conditions?
Yes.
So it's going to be farm help. You're going to
well,
put somebody there.
I'll say again, I'm not getting someone there to work full time on the farm. That's not my intent right now. I am hoping to have someone there. I mean, chicken farming, you've got to be around 24 hours a day. It's not really logical. I mean, sometimes you like to go out to eat or something, and it's nice to have someone else around there that could help out part time basis. So and as I said, eventually someday, I also have children. I have two in college, assuming maybe someday maybe they could fill that role. Right now they can't.
So your intent is for someone to do farm work and
yes,
not
sir.
Just as a rental?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the question in hand for us is, will this request not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
The property to the west or to the east of me is owned by Intervet, which is like 75 acres of, it's all fenced in. On the north end of the road, across the road directly, over 1,000 acres the state owns. I have no neighbors. The closest neighbor would be to my house, and from this property here, they would be about 1,000 feet.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that the request will not substantially affect adversely uses of the neighboring adjacent properties. And I would make a motion that we approve case number 10684. We're 2002.
2002. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,684. And for the for a trailer, the year of 2002. All those in favor of the motion? The usual voting sign?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay. By a vote of 4-1, case is approved.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.